Here's a challenge for the New South Wales Health Department. It's time to put up or shut up in relation to Sydney cancer doctor Kieran Fadke. We've been following Dr. Fadke's story on this program after he was wrongly accused of underdosing his patients. Dr. Fadke came under investigation last year after concerns were raised that he wasn't following chemo protocols. He was suspended and told a review would be conducted into his treatment of patients at St. George and Sutherland Hospitals. While that review was still ongoing, the then New South Wales Health Minister Gillian Skinner smeared Dr. Fadke's reputation by wrongly linking him to an underdosing scandal at St. Vincent's Hospital. Hundreds of his patients and colleagues have since come out in his defence. More than 350 people gathered at a meeting to support Dr. Fadke after they found out that he was going to be sacked. A parliamentary inquiry proved that 26 out of 27 of his cases being reviewed did not involve concerns about underdosing. Despite these revelations, Gillian Skinner refused to admit that she got it wrong. It's since been revealed that she was advised not to name Dr. Fadke at that initial press conference, but she did it anyway. Why? Well, it might have had something to do with the fact that she was under pressure to hold onto a job. Weeks earlier, we broke the news that a baby had been killed at a Sydney hospital as the result of a gas mix-up. Gillian Skinner wanted to show she was in control. So she named and shamed Dr. Kieran Fadke, even though she didn't know what she was talking about and nothing had been proven against him. Gillian Skinner's now been replaced by Brad Hazzard. He's the new health minister. And on behalf of Dr. Kieran Fadke's patients and Dr. Kieran Fadke, I asked Brad Hazzard to meet with the doctor and review his case. Kieran Fadke has given evidence to a parliamentary inquiry last week, and the last communication I had from the minister was that Dr. Kieran Fadke's employment was under review. I asked Brad Hazzard, what's the state of his employment, suspended, terminated, or under review? The minister said, under review. Now, I've got into bat for this bloke because I believe he was unfairly treated, thrown under a bus by the health department, and screwed by the then health minister. Enough is enough. It's time to show your cards. I've got a lot of respect for the new health minister and the way he's handling this, but justice delayed is justice denied. Hurry up, pull your fingers out, and tell us what's going on. This man has saved countless lives. He's much loved. His patients are demanding an answer, and I won't be letting go of it. Dr. Kieran Fadke must have his suspension reversed, and he must be given his job back, and that should happen ASAP. So the ball is now in the court of the New South Wales Health Department. I hope they hurry up.